It's time for your Arizona Sports Starting Five.
Come on now, here we go.
You can't go to work without knowing these five huge stories.
Are you sure about that, Benny?
Here's Doug Franz and Ron Wolfley.
Good morning, Vince. How are you?
Number five
this morning. I don't know if you bothered to look at it, but the Green Bay Packers schedule is absolutely insane. They went cross-country to the Rams, then went back to the Patriots, one home game against Miami. Now they traveled 1,900 miles for a Thursday night game in Seattle.
Every time you play a great quarterback and play some great teams like the Packers, they have so much great history. You know, they know how to do it, and every one of those moments, you know, you cherish and you look forward to those opportunities.
That's Russell Wilson. Remember the famous Fail Mary? I was supposed to block the guy, and you didn't in the Fail onside kick.
Yeah.
The Green Bay Seattle is not in the same division, but a great rivalry.
Basinonians, go ahead and watch the offensive line for the Seattle Seahawks tonight. They come off the ball. You want to see an offensive line come off the ball? Watch Seattle run the ball.
Number four
this morning, Wolf, pay very close attention. Stephen A. Smith is a pretty annoying guy most of the time. But I got to tell you, he might have nailed this one, and boy, is this an eye-opener. Durant versus Draymond.
And I'm telling you, Draymond Green said to Kevin Durant, essentially, you got one foot in, one foot out. I'm not quoting there. I'm paraphrasing. You're not down with this team the way, you know, the way the rest of us are. And basically questioned Kevin Durant's commitment to this franchise.
Wow. More on this as the show unfolds.
Number three,
if you don't have any plans tonight, find a way to get yourself some tickets. Buy them. Get out there to the West Side tonight. They're going to need it. Coyotes take on the Predators. The Predators are not a team that's going to get a ton of national attention. They're one of the best teams in the NHL. They're fantastic. And yet they don't have this great traveling fan base. You don't have to worry about competing with Blackhawk fans or anybody else. Take the night over. Get out to the Coyotes game tonight, because even though the last game stunk, they're playing well enough to deserve your attention, and this is a team they need all the support against.
I need to see more Clayton Keller.
If you can't get out there, you can listen to ESPN 620 AM. Faceoff is at 7 o'clock.
Number two,
John Gruden stares down Ron Wolfley and takes your nickname.
I call him a joker.
A joker?
Even to a guy like me, that's cold.
What's he talking about?
Yeah, he called one of the Arizona Cardinals a joker, and not who you called a joker.
I call him a joker. Let's see. An edge rusher?
No.
No?
Number one.
And the number one thing you need to know about this morning, they can hustle.
50-point swing since we played him last time. You know, it just we have to be pleased with just that fact that we lost last game. But by the big margin, and tonight plays some part of the game is definitely that we watch ourselves. We look like a team who can really compete with the best in this league.
Now, I'm not going to say that the Spurs are the best in the league right now, but all you need to know, LaMarcus Aldridge only had 6 points and missed 9 shots.
The spear was driven into the ground last night.
They can hustle. Coming up next, they came out with energy from the start, and in the end, they got the win. Suns. Number one on 98.7 FM, Arizona Sports Station.